Today's reading begins in Psalm 54, verse 1. Psalm 54, verse 1. O God, save me by your name, and vindicate me by your might. O God, hear my prayer, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me, ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves. Behold, God is my helper, the Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies, and your faithfulness put an end to them. With a freewill offering I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies. Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my plea for mercy. Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I moan because of the noise of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they drop trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Yes, I would wander far away, I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to find a shelter from the raging wind and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around it on its walls, and iniquity and trouble are within it. Ruin is in its midst, oppression and fraud do not depart from its marketplace. For it is not an enemy who taunts me, then I could bear it. It is not an adversary who deals insolent with me, then I could hide from him. But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. We used to take sweet counsel together within God's house. We walked in the throng. Let death steal over them. Let them go down to Sheol alive, for evil is in their dwelling place and in their heart. But I called to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will utter my complaint and moan, and he hears my voice. He redeems my soul in safety from the battle that I wage, for many are arrayed against me. God will give ear and humble them, he who is enthroned from of old, because they do not change and do not fear God. My companion stretched out his hand against his friends. He violated his covenant. His speech was smooth as butter, yet war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, will cast them down into the pit of destruction. Men of blood and treachery shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Psalm 56. Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? All day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife. They lurk. They watch my steps as they have waited for my life. For their crime will they escape, and wrath cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my tossings, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I must perform my vows to you, O God. I will render thank offerings to you. For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Psalm 54 was a lament psalm by David, asking God for deliverance, explaining how his enemies were against him, yet he would keep his trust in God and give thanks to God for delivering him. Psalm 55, again, is a lament psalm penned by David, and he's not in the same position as Psalm 54 is describing. Psalm 55 is describing the betrayal of a close friend, one that he used to enjoy going to the house of God with and seeking the counsel of God with. Enemies like that are the ones that hurt the most. So he asks for deliverance. He describes the anguish that he feels, he describes the desire to be able to flee away, just go away from all of it. He prays for justice. And he explains that his suffering is because of this close friend that has betrayed him, that has cut him to his core. And again, he calls for justice, and he expresses his confidence that God will hear him and God will take care of him. He finally ends with an encouragement that everyone should cast their burdens on the Lord and expresses confidence that God will be there. Finally, Psalm 56 is another lament psalm, petitioning God for help, describing his affliction, and then expressing that because God is on his side, he is not going to fear. So there is confidence and thanksgiving within this lament psalm as well. And I think that stands as a great example for us, that when we reach out to God and we're expressing the anguish that is within us, we should be able to find that confidence and thanksgiving as well. Later in the psalm, David reaffirms his confidence in God, declaring that no one can harm him if God is with him. And he concludes the psalm with stating his intention to keep his vows and to praise God for delivering him. These are good things to think on for today. And as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.